Yesterday, I had the privilege of teaching my Sunday school class on the topic of prayer, which I love. The text came from Luke 11, where the disciples came and asked Jesus to teach them to pray. And Jesus did, explained the Lord's Prayer to them and the manner in which we should pray. The funny thing to me is how the disciples asked him. Now, this might seem funny to me every time I read it because I work with teenagers, so I might have that weird sense of humor. But in Luke 11, as the disciples saw Jesus come back from praying to God, and I'm sure they saw him on a very regular basis, leaving to go off alone for a time of prayer with the Heavenly Father. As he was returning, they asked him, "Teach us to pray." But the way they asked him was so awkward. They said, "Teach us to pray as John taught his disciples to pray." And I thought to myself, you are in the presence of God himself. Jesus is actually literally praying to his own Father. Who could be a more expert teacher on the topic of prayer than Jesus? But when they asked him, "Teach us to pray as John the Baptist taught his disciples to pray," almost as if it was a keeping up with the Joneses type envy that they're asking him. And I just thought, Jesus must have just shaken his head. Like, okay, that's what I would have done. But he didn't sidestep. He didn't call out their inappropriate question. He simply taught them to pray. I'm sure he was so glad that they wanted to know. So this talk today is for all moms and children's workers. If you have any influence over a child or a teenager at home, school, church, this is for you because you know that teenagers excel in asking awkward questions and saying awkward things. I mean, it's just like some kind of a talent. I'm sure we did this too when we were that age. And when the disciples asked him to pray like John the Baptist, that sounds to me almost like, oh, all the kids at school are getting Nike tennis shoes. We need Nikes too. I mean, that's just how it sounds to me. But the beautiful thing is that Jesus did not mention that. He went right to the main topic. And ladies, when someone comes up to you, a child, a teenager, or that one woman that is in every church that always seems to say the wrong thing, comes up with something shocking to say to you or to ask you when you least expect it. Every church has that one lady. When that happens to you, see past it. Refuse to take it personally. Refuse to get offended. And hear the heart message of what the lady or the teenager or the child is actually trying to say. And go ahead and help them and influence them and be a friend to them and teach them. Sometimes we can get personally offended because things aren't spoken to us correctly. We can take things in and not have a thick skin and get a little sidetracked by how we're spoken to. And what happens at that point is that we go off on a rabbit trail instead of going to the main topic and being an influence. And we lose our influence. I have done this. My kids have spoken to me in a way that maybe sounded disrespectful to me. But it really wasn't. It was just awkward. And I have sidestepped and started in on the how you need to speak to adults speech instead of staying on track, being an influence, having a bonding moment, being able to teach because I made it about me. I've made that mistake. So I just want to encourage you, maybe pastors' wives, with the ladies in your church, but especially those that work with kids and teenagers, when they come up with a really bizarre and maybe a bit offensive way of speaking to you, think about the fact that they're actually speaking to you. They're actually wanting to be with you. They're actually asking for help, which is wonderful in itself. It's a great opportunity. Let's have the love and compassion that Jesus showed and not major on the minors in the way that people talk to us and treat us. Let's see the big picture of how we can influence and teach and be a friend. That is just one of the many qualities in which I want to be more Christ-like. I see so many conversations that he had in the Bible, and he responded perfectly to very immature questions, immature responses from other people. He always stayed on track and saw the big picture. Just an encouragement for all of us this week. Let's walk in love, loving God through loving others. Have a great week, friends.